much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in. Always glad to have you listening. Very happy Thursday to you. Well, if you listened last week, you heard me announce that from now on, I'm saying from now on, we're trying it out. Let's put it that way. We're trying something new. Let me put it that way. Could I back out of this any other way? We're trying something new, and it's called Talk to Me Thursdays. Typically, you'll find it on our Hour 2, but today we're doing it Hour 1, Talk to Me Thursdays, where we pick a topic, and you are the guest, where you call in and you answer the question. So last week, we had a flood of calls. We couldn't get to them all, but the question was, what are you afraid of? What keeps you up at night? That was amazing, amazing conversation. We got to pray with you on the phone and just encourage you. And I've invited my good friend Gary Barkalow to join me as a co-host today. So together, we're here to encourage you. And the question today is, if you could accomplish anything on earth, what would it be? If you could accomplish anything on earth, what would it be? All right. You know, often when that question is posed to us, our thoughts will go to things that we feel like we ought to say or that we should say. Maybe you feel obligated to answer this way. Well, to eradicate hunger, destroy poverty, end slavery, accomplish world peace. And those are all really great things. But if they're not what come to mind for you, I'm going to dare you to probe a little deeper so that you can answer the question honestly. Why does that matter? Because embedded deep in your soul, I believe, is a God-given dream that he put there. He's the one who put it there. And it may just be in seed form now, but it'll never come to fruition if your ought-tos and your should-dos are keeping that thing stuffed under the surface. So what if deep within your soul, your initial answer is this, well, I desire to make a whole lot of money. Well, the world is full of people who love money more than God, and that's a huge problem. Scripture does talk about that. But what if God gifted you as one of his very own with a capacity to make all kinds of money so that you could help fund the work of the kingdom? Do you see why it's important to be honest? Well, what if your honest to goodness desire is to be an artist, but you shrugged it off as like a mere hobby, and you even maybe thought of it as an obstacle to real quote unquote ministry that you feel you ought to do? But can you see when you think and you hear me talk how often we edit God without even realizing it? What if you as an artist are called to capture scenes that grip the human heart and make us think about God? Well, this is what's true. Far too many Christians have let their dreams die because of a lie. They've stopped believing, they stopped dreaming, and they stopped contending for the desires God has put on their hearts. But I want you to imagine the creative revival that would break out if we all got honest about our desires, and then we fully submitted those desires to God's direction, his timing, and his providence, his refining in our lives. I'm daring you to start dreaming again and trust God in the process. And remember this, you're going to have to contend for some of the promises written over your life. Why? Because you've got a very real enemy who shudders at the very idea of you stepping into your God-given purpose. You know why? Because you're going to be energized. You'll be inspired. You'll find your most sustainable faith when you're dead center in the middle of God's will for you. But you also need to be prepared to humbly serve others in the process, to die to yourself, because this is hard and it's true. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Jesus and his heart for the lost and broken world around us. So you will face many opportunities to humble yourself, to put others first, and to remember your identity in spite of how others treat you or view you. And it's good for the soul, you know, to remember where our help and our identity come from. And finally, the challenge will be not to grow weary in waiting. God takes time to develop his saints because he's first and foremost a loving and good and protective father, and he will not send us out unprepared. You can trust him, and the world needs your influence. So I can't wait to see what God might do in and through you. So now I want to hear from you. It's Talk to Me Thursday. Give me a call. If you could accomplish anything, you can call anonymously if you feel shy or embarrassed, but I pray that you don't. I've got a stack of books, but I'm just, if you can give Aaron your address, I'm going to pick a book and we'll get it to you. All right. Here's the phone number. It's toll free, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. I want to hear from you. You can also email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Let me tell you about my co-host today, and we'll get him on. And remember, I'm not above bribing and twisting your arm, at least for these first few weeks of Talk to Me Thursdays, because if you don't call, then there's probably not a need for this kind of show. And I just don't want to be sitting here, all right? But truly, though, I'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Gary Barkalow has been studying and speaking on the subject of calling, for 25 years. He's the author of the book, It's Your Call, which is a fantastic book. He's founder of the Noble Heart Ministry. His mission is to help people recover their heart, walk with God, interpret their life, offer their glory, and persevere with joy, equipping people to interpret their life as God instructs them in the way that he's chosen for them. Can you see why he's the perfect guy to be sitting side saddle with me today? Gary Barkalow, it's been way too long. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, Susie, thank you. It's just so good to be with you and to hear your voice. And you know, you just said everything that needs to be said. We just need to talk about that.
Yeah, so. I don't know about that.
That's great.
Well, thank you so much. Well, before we get into this conversation, I see some calls coming in. I'm putting you on the spot here, but is there a verse, passage, story that you've been thinking about these days? You don't even have to have the reference in front of you, but we, you know, we love to start the conversation talking scripture. Do you have anything like that for us today?
You know, a verse I ran across just yesterday in my quiet time was Romans 15:4, and it'll touch on something that you talked about here. And it says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. And those two words, endurance and encouragement, are so essential, I find, for the Christian life. We need to be encouraged. And just what you said alone is so encouraging, because it's true that God has given us something really significant that comes from the very life that God has given us, not a life we make up, but the very life he's given us. But we're going to have to endure, that there is pushing through, there is resistance to this life and joy that God has given us to bring to others, but we're going to have to endure to bring that to this world, and not just for our own happiness, but for the life and encouragement of others.
Boy, good word. 877-933-2484. So, Gary, we've got Betty checking in from Farmington, and I think she's got a question about how to discern the call. Betty, am I calling that right? You've got a question for Gary today.
Well, you had said if we could accomplish anything on earth, what would it be?
Yeah.
And my goal and my desire, because I've told God, if I know what you want me to do, if I know what your will for my life is, I will obey. And I am learning, and he's teaching me, and my desire, the desire of my heart, is to clearly understand his prompting and his word to me and his will for my life. Because if I know what that is, and I know that it's him that is doing the urging and the nudging, I will obey, even when it doesn't look like it makes sense, because he's taught me to trust him.
Very good. Gary, you want to say anything to Betty?
Well, she just said about everything right there.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that God does, according to Scripture, where it says, for it is God who is developing in us both the desire and the ability to do what pleases him. Right, so go to our heart and discover, God, what have you put on my heart in form of desires, the core, deepest desires that you've written there that help me understand what I'm supposed to do? And we are always needing to be responsive to the prompting of God, because it's a relationship. And so you just hit on the two key things. I think it's desire and discerning, picking up, receiving the promptings of God as we walk out that desire.
Perfect. I would pitch the number, but Aaron's got more calls than he can take right now, which just makes me kind of happy. And I promise next week I won't manipulate, twist your arm, or anything. All right. Jessica's checking in from Farmington. Hey, Jessica, how are you today?
Doing well.
Good.
Taking my call.
Yes. If you could accomplish anything, do anything, what would it be?
Sure. So it was funny because you asked that question, and immediately what came to mind is just a dream I've had, which is basically giving away vacations or trips to families who just really need some time to connect to one another. And
and
as soon as I thought of that, your next response was so funny, because it try and rationalize that away. And I always think, you know, this is really a desire in my heart, but it doesn't solve world hunger. It's not, you know, necessarily helping orphans. But, you know, I think that there's still a place for that, and God really loves the family. And I am patiently waiting for his timing to find out how this is going to happen in my life.
First of all, I wish I could hug your neck, Jessica, because you know how many families are exhausted. And I wonder, Gary, what advice or encouragement would you have for Jessica today?
Well, I would say, yes, pursue that. I can tell by the excitement in your voice that this isn't simply just a good idea, that you feel compelled. And I think that's a very important word when it comes to God's will for our life, the calling on our life is, what are we compelled to do? I tell people it's a difference between something that you see and you say, someone ought to do something about that or with that, to I've got to do something about that or with that. And I can feel that I've got to do this. So one, I would say, absolutely, just try it out. Now, one of the things the enemy will do to discourage us in what he's written on our heart is this idea of all or nothing. And so we get this idea that, oh, I think I know what God's put on my heart to do, but gosh, this could cost, you know, $5,000. It could cost $10,000. We can't afford that. And the enemy knows he can do that to back us off, as opposed to, I think, the Lord says, you know, don't despise the day of small beginnings. You just try something and say, hey, we'd like to get you a hotel somewhere in our city here. We're going to pay for this and the meals, and it doesn't have to be a trip to the Bahamas or something. So I would say you go for it, and God will probably confirm it and give you more focus and clarity on that idea.
I love that. I was going to say that, too. Start small. Do what you can do. Mm-hmm. My boss always says, don't let what you can't do keep you from what you can do. So she starts by buying desserts, buying meals, sending gifts, sending people out on a date night. And before you know it, Jessica, we're going to have you back on the show because you'll have written a book and have sent 50 different families on vacations. And I've never heard of a ministry like that, and I absolutely love it. So thank you, Jessica. Fantastic. 877-933-2484. We've got Christina checking in from Bloomington. Hey, Christina, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey.
Thank you so much for this program. It has been such a blessing to me. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little choked up because I've been praying about my verse or word for the year, and called and calling kept come to mind. And so as I came upstairs real quick to do an errand, I heard your program, and I didn't hear the first part, but it said, like, call in about your dream, and I just thought, okay, I'll do it. And the next thing I know, you're announcing the name of this guy's book.
Wow.
Calling. And so that is the word that has been speaking to me, called or calling.
Hmm. Okay, we have to I'm so sorry. We have to stop. I don't want you to hang up because I want you to be able to talk to Gary. And I'm going to find a way to get you a copy of Gary's book because it's exactly what you need to be reading right now. I just all of a sudden glanced at the clock and went, oh, my goodness, we need a break. Can you hang for a few minutes, Christine? It's like a minute and a half break. Can you do that?
Okay.
Because I want you to talk with Gary. And Gary Barkalow's co-hosting with me today, and he's just exactly the guy to be doing this. He helps people find their calling, take those small steps, persevere through the battle. Charles from Bloomington, I see you. Nancy and Jane, I see you. We'll take those calls if you can hang on. I hope you can. It's Talk to Me Thursday. The question is, if you could accomplish anything, what would it be? Gary Barkalow's co-hosting with me today. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is week two of trying something new, and so far I think it's working. It's called Talk to Me Thursday, where we throw a topic out to you, you talk back, and we have a chat about it. Last week we talked about your fears. What are you afraid of? Today we're saying if you could accomplish anything, what would it be? And my friend Gary Barkalow joins me to co-host today. He is an amazing minister of the gospel and helps people be established in the call of God in their lives. So Christina, I had to cut her off because of the break. So let's get her back on. And if I can reset, Christina, with you, you were hearing us ask this question. And what first came to you is your word for the year is calling, your sense of call. And then you heard me say that Gary wrote the book. It's your call. Take it from there. And I'd love Gary to speak to Christina.
Okay, thank you. So I, like some of the other callers, really want to discover that true calling that God is on my life. And since coming up with this word called and calling, I've been reading a little more about it and all the different places it is in the Bible. And it's just such an amazing word. So I'm just thanking God today that you guys even have this show on. And it's just amazing. My heart for a dream is connecting women, encouraging them, letting them know they're not alone. I think so many people are just broken and they don't want to share and humble themselves. And I guess my dream is to just continue to connect women and to let them know it's okay, they're not alone, and to draw them out. So I'm trying to teach my daughters to truly be friends and neighbors and establish relationships with people. And one way I'd like to do that is some sort of faith and fitness program. And I heard you, Susie, talk a little bit about fitness past, mm-hmm. that you've had a background, which I didn't know about. But I guess that's just been on my heart and mind for a while, to do some sort of faith and fitness program. And however, writing is in there too. So I'm kind of noodling on all these things. And I love that you said to take small steps. But I guess if you have any ideas, wisdom, encouragement of how to take small steps, where to start.
Well, my first thing before Gary jumps in is I want you to try to get to our writers' conference, because that is going to be A-list faculty of editors, agents, experts in the field. And Christina, you present yourself very well. I always tell anybody who's interested in getting published, get yourself to a writers' conference. Well, we're providing one that's huge and significant, and it's coming up in July, but registrations are open. Gary, what do you want to say to Christina?
Well, first, Christina, I want to just affirm what you're saying is I think most people struggle because they have no friendships, and they really need someone to help them develop it, to create an environment, to create a connection, to show them how to have a deep friendship. So I think that's huge for women and men. I see it all the time. And what I would say is, and I love the idea that you have many ideas on how to do this, I would say explore them all, because I really do believe that God put something on our heart, and then he says, now go experiment, explore, adventure, try it. And there's never a loss in that. Every time you do something, I tell people, wear a heart monitor. Hmm. Keep very close attention to what your heart is doing. If you're thinking, gosh, I love this, or, you know, it was okay, I don't think I have to do this again, pay attention to that as you're asking God, so what are you saying about this? But I would say experiment with all of those things, and don't worry immediately with seeing results, direct results right away, because so many things, just like farming or an orchard, you know, it takes time for a harvest to come. So many people get discouraged and turn away because they don't see what they think they're supposed to see immediately. And just very few things in this world, and especially in the spiritual world, is an immediate harvest. Often it takes time. So don't get discouraged. And if it really is your true calling, your artistry, you'll just love doing it, mm-hmm. you know, and just enjoy the process. And then you can enjoy the fruit when it comes.
Good word. Christina, thank you for that. Okay, we've got Nancy on checking in from Forest Lake. Charles, I see you there. Please hang in if you can. And Jane, we're getting you as next as well. Nancy, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm on with Gary Barkalow today. Glad to have you.
Glad to hear from you again, my dear. Very quickly, I don't want to take a lot of time. I was thinking about what the previous callers have said, and what I was thinking about is kind of underneath all of this. My dream would be to help others to see the truth of what God says about them. Mm. In other words, see themselves through God's eyes. And I remember before I was saved, I lived in a world of such horrible incrimination and self-loathing, and really felt that I was a worthless human being. And I wasn't even saved, but I remember one of the first things that someone who took the time to love me enough to say to me was that God sees you as beautiful and precious and of eternal worth. And that person invited me to my first Bible study, where I ended up watching the movie called The Jesus Video, which I'm sure both you and your guest are familiar with, but it was mm-hmm. it was made by the Bill Brights, you remember the Institute, Moody Bible Institute? And it was through that movie that the Holy Spirit rescued me and took the scales off my eyes and saved me. And ever since that time, I have been just shouting to everyone that I ever meet, and I should say seeing, how this is the crux of what God wants us to know, is that we were created by him and for him. And I guess, you know, I'm not as eloquent as you are, but that's what my dream would be, is every single person understand and know for sure.
Nancy,
God loves them.
Amazing you say that, because what I was thinking the second you said that, before you said it, I should say, is, wow, she's so eloquent the way she shares her heart. And Gary, we've got literally about 2 minutes before our hard break at the bottom. Any thoughts for Nancy?
Well, yeah, I would agree with you, Susie. I think, Nancy, you're very eloquent. And you know what? In this time that we live in, because of what's happening in our culture, I think what you're speaking of is one of the most important and needed messages, because everything in this world says the opposite. We have very little value unless you meet a certain number of worldly criteria, which actually is always moving forward. We never can get there, and it would destroy our lives. So just what you're saying is so incredibly important. And I would say, you know, the first thing I think of is that God brought this person into your life to deposit something in you, to actually strengthen and hone this desire that God has given you. He awakened it, God awakened it, and then he actually brought part of this person's heart into yours that reveals who you are. And I would just keep pursuing God and saying, God, tell me the specific way that you want me to do this. Now, there may be six ways that you're to help people understand the value they have in God's eyes and what they bring to this world, and it's indispensable and irreplaceable. But there's probably some very specific way that God has made your heart to bring it in the most powerful and joyous way possible.
And the beautiful thing about that is, when you find that lane, when you find your lane and your call, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to compete with others, and it's actually sustainable. We do have to endure. We have to persevere. But we're made for it, aren't we, Gary? I mean, he builds us for that race. We're made for the race that he's appointed to us.
Oh, exactly. And when we get into that lane, as you said, we start to live the life he's given us, not an imitation of someone else's life who we admire. We just find that's our compelling, that's our life source. We can stay there and keep running, because it's
so
who we are.
It's who we are. Okay, Charles from Bloomington, I don't blame you if you need to hang up. If you can hang on, we have to take this break. Jane, Minneapolis as well. Erin will check in with you. If you'd rather put your quote on the board, I'll take it from there, but I'd love to chat with you. It's Talk to Me Thursday. I'd love for you to talk to me. If you could accomplish anything, what would it be? 877-93-FAITH. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. We're trying something new. This is week two on Thursdays of Talk to Me Thursday, where we throw a topic out and you call. Thanks for being patient. I always get afraid. I feel afraid nobody's going to call, and so many are calling that you have to hold for a long time. Got my good friend Gary Barklow on with me, co-hosting, just handling your questions, because the question is, I should say handling your answers. The question is, if you could accomplish anything. And we don't want to hear the answer that you feel like you ought to give, like world peace, unless that's what you're called to. What is that first instinctive dream that comes to your heart? Because it speaks to the God-given call in your soul. It might be undeveloped, but God wants to develop it. But it can never be developed if you keep denying it, thinking you ought to be like somebody else. So give us a call, 877-933-2484. Jane's checking in from Minneapolis, and she should get two books because she held so long. Hey, Jane, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi here. Thank you, Susie.
Absolutely. Thanks for holding and being so patient.
Yeah, well, it's given me more time to be maybe possibly more succinct, because everything feels very random to me. And I'm kind of emotional today, too. I don't know why. But so the crux of it is that I worked 25 years in the corporate world. And after some significant nudging by my husband, I left that back this past August to explore what God means for me to be and do. And one of the the deepest desire of my heart had always been to have children. And I don't have any from my own womb. But he's shown me how many children have been in my life and the impact that there is there. But I still feel like there's more for me to give. And it's the gifts that he's given me is to work in with the ground in gardening. And I can see so many spiritual things as a witness to show people through that, to show kids through that, through sewing, through other crafts that I'm able to do, through woodwork. So there's all of these puzzle pieces that I'm not sure how to put them together. I've only recently asked God for a ministry, and whatever it is, also that I want it to kind of be a secret. I don't want any kind of world reward for it. I just want to be fearless with the power of the Holy Spirit to be something more than so many of the children here in Minnesota have for foster care, which is horrible. And then also very specifically any Syrian refugees that might come to Minnesota. So I'm kind of all over the map in my mind. I have faith and trust that he will develop it, but I do feel a little stuck.
I love you, first of all, Jane. Love your passion and your heart. Gary, what do you want to say to Jane?
Well, Jane, first, let me say that you are in a better place than many people I hear, I talk to, because you have so many things on your heart. And I run into more people who say, I have nothing on my heart. I desire nothing. My heart is dead. Your heart is very alive.
Yeah.
And even just saying that you feel emotional is such a good thing. And it says that this idea of who you are and your calling and what God's purpose is right there in the forefront of your heart. And this is what he's doing. And that's why you're emotional right now. So one, I love the fact that your heart is alive. And I would take that as something very positive versus the negative is there's just too many things. I'm all over the place. Because it, really there is a thread through so many of the things that you talked about. I would say this. I find that one of the important things is to pursue what God has on your heart with an open hand. To just go down that road and see how it works and see if the desire becomes stronger and see if in going down that road, God speaks something else to you. He could speak, turn around and then try the other thing. And he could speak, no, go further. You're going in the right direction. And it's all good. Just don't succumb to the accusation or the lie that, you know, I should know what I should be doing with my life by now. I mean, I've written a book on this. This is what I'm passionate about. I'm compelled to do. And yet I'm always wondering, is this exactly what I'm supposed to be doing? And the evil one can come back and say, you're a mess. You should know this by now. But this is just true in all of our hearts. We're always asking, needing to go deeper. God's wanting to speak further into that question. So I think you're in a good place. And I'd say just keep going down those paths. Susie, what would you say?
Just what you said. And I'm wishing I would have thought to contact your publisher to get a stack of books, because I just think your book would be a gift to her. Gary's book is called It's Your Call. It might be worth just checking out. And maybe next time we get you back, I'll plan ahead that way, Gary, so we can share your good gift with her. But Jane, God bless you.
And I'll tell you what, Susie, let me throw this out. I'll throw this out to your guests. Any guest that wants the book, just get Susie or however you want to do it. Give me an address and name, and I'd be glad to send you a book
Wow.
as a gift from me.
Wow. So, Jane, email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address. What a great gift. And, okay, we've got an anonymous friend checking in. If you could accomplish anything, friend, what would it be?
Hello?
Hey, are you there? Welcome. You're on the air.
Hey. This is really hard for me to talk about, but the thing I really want to accomplish the most is being drug-free. That has really affected me this past year. And I'm hoping this year, through God's help, I can really just get out of the kind of rut that I'm in.
Wow. Do you know how brave you are for calling? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Go ahead, Gary, if you want to say something to him.
Okay, first of all, that is a place, that is an absolute right place to start right here. Because for God to reveal what he's written on our heart, and see, the truth is that what you are supposed to do is what you most want to do. But we'll never discover what it is that God has made us to do, what he's written on our heart that we truly want to do, until we are free from all these things that the world has put on us and around us to keep us chained down, you know, distracted, hurt, wounded. So you are in the exact right place to say, this is my first thing. I need to be free from this so that I can walk into what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, the life I'm supposed to live, what I give to other people. So, and can I tell you that every person is fighting some sort of, you know, addiction, slavery, bondage,
captivity of some
kind in their life. You're not alone. You really aren't. You shouldn't feel shame over it. And Susie and I are just proud of you saying, this is what I've got to do. And we're saying, absolutely.
And I just got to tell you, my brother might be listening today. He's just one of my heroes. And he was hugely addicted to alcohol and drugs and had a radical encounter with the Lord and was just radically delivered. I mean, he went to treatment just to kind of do due diligence, but he didn't suffer any effects as far as withdrawal or anything like that. Not to say that always happens, but friend, I'm going to just pray for you, if I could, that God would just miraculously do such a radical work in you so that you can go on to that next phase of your calling, as Gary was saying, and have clarity in your head and your heart about what the Lord has accomplished for you and what he wants to accomplish through you. Father, thank you for this friend, this brave, dear brother who called in for such a time as this. And I feel like he's speaking for many who are listening today who are in the shadows still using without a thought of being done with it. But I pray you give this brother a vision, God, for what you have for him, of why he was born. I mean, you've planned out his days before he lived even one. I pray his heart would beat in his chest and his eyes would open, God, to the influence that you've appointed for him in this world, in this day, and we need him. I just pray, deliver him from the effects of drugs. I pray he would lose his taste for anything that weakens him, and he'd acquire a taste for everything that strengthens him. God in heaven, I pray you cut off relationships that are bad for him and put people in his life that are good for him. I pray he'll call back and talk to us again someday and tell us about his healing journey. Thank you for who he is, and that even though there's a battle overhead for his life, that this is an equal fight. Lord, greater is he who's in you, him, than he that is in the world. So I pray, we just commend him to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you for calling. I pray you'll come back, call back, and tell us how you're doing. Wow, dear brother. Okay, we've got Chad checking in, who's been holding patiently. Hey, Chad, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. On with Gary Barkalow. If you could accomplish anything, what would it be?
Well, I just want to really quickly thank you guys for this programming. I love being able to tune in at any time on My Faith Radio and be able to be lifted and get in the Word.
So glad.
I've been struggling with this real hard for the last 2 years, and kind of like Gary shared, I just realized, you know, I just preached this very thing to a good friend about 3 months ago, and yet in the last 3 months I've struggled with it the most. But my dream has always been to live on a rural property with acreage, like a hobby farm type setting with my family. And that dream kind of correlates to our construction company that we run. And it'd be nice to be able to run it out of there versus leasing property. And about 2 years ago, my wife and I felt God directing us to sell our house, our home in the city, to pursue this rural property dream that we have. And we thought we might move right into one after we sold our house, and now it's been almost 2 years of waiting. And that 2 years have been great. We've learned a lot and grown closer to the Lord, but I also came to the point where I have on my computer that success to me is to discover his plan, obey, and become all that he intended.
Amen.
And I'd get so hung up on just trying to do that I'd forget my dream, and I would kind of not give it the credit that it has, if you will, for lack of better words, and dismiss it and say, you know, that's my wants, that's not God's wants. But just about a week ago, actually, we just finally, through prayer, my wife and I have finally, reconciled this and are moving forward and hope we have a place here that we're actually meeting on tonight with the homeowners. But it's the programming and the premise, and I look forward to reading the book, is just great. And, mm-hmm. and to be able to have that faith and reassurance that he's put these wants in us, just like some of the things that you outlined at the beginning of the show, that it's okay to have these desires, but and to go ahead and pursue them and not just dismiss them as worldly, because they don't have to be worldly.
Yeah. Chad, thank you so much for that. I'm going to have you comment on Chad's story after the break, but I want to see if we can grab Andrew, if we could, Gary, before the break. He's been holding for a while, and I feel like he's got another important word, and probably speaking for others as well. Hey, Andrew, thanks for holding. If you could accomplish anything, what would it be?
I was kind of thinking about trying to do a radio spot or a short radio show. I listen to The Real Recovery on Saturdays, and I was dealing with the issue of pornography and just sexual impurity for about 25 years now, most of my life, and really came to a head and just said I need to do something different here. And I hadn't been walking real close with the Lord during that time, and I felt a tug. I felt, you know, like, oh, I should do something different here, but nothing, there was nobody in my life to kind of guide me on that path. And so I've been in a every man's battle for purity organization for the last year. And I really want to get more involved and really make an impact for men, but also to reach the younger generations, because this stuff, I mean, what we see on TV, what we see in movies, you know, it's just phenomenal that we can justify what comes across the TV waves. And it's really just sickening to me that I dealt with it for so long, and I just really want to be there for men. And we're supposed to lead. We're supposed to be leaders and protect women. We're not supposed to do this kind of stuff, and I'm really through with it. But I'd like to have, you know, some kind of a way to maybe even do like a short spot on Real Recovery, just kind of talking about purity and the addiction of pornography and sex addiction and stuff like that, because I think that's such a huge part of men's lives, especially, but also in terms of leading and protecting and stuff like that too.
Wow, Andrew, thank you so much for sharing. And here again, it's just an amazing need in our culture today. So the fact that God has put a seed in your heart, I pray you'll pay attention to that. And we have to take our last break here. Anne from Iron River, Seal from St. Paul, David from Edina, Esther from Sioux Falls. I can't even tell you how bad I want to talk with you, but I understand if you have to hang up, but I hope not. We're going to come back to Chad and have Gary speak to Chad's idea, because this is the thing where that enemy compels us to stuff it down if it doesn't sound spiritual. But the thing is, God sprinkles his seeds all over the place, and he uses his people unique to them, and it's a beautiful thing. Barb wrote in and says, for about 10 years, I've had a dream to have a cafe, a retreat center that's particularly reaches non-church people, and it's a safe place where they hear peace-giving music and eventually come to life in Christ, but a non-threatening place. Dear Barb, I pray God gives you the absolute desires of your heart. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I'm with Gary Barklow today. It's Talk to Me Thursday. The question is, if you could do anything, accomplish anything, what would it be? We'll be back in a minute.
It ain't over yet, it ain't over yet, so move, keep walking, soldier, keep moving on, move, keep walking, until the morning comes, move, keep walking, soldier, keep moving on, and lift your head, it ain't over yet, it ain't over yet.
I love that song, and one of the reasons is because there is that time in between when the promise is given and the realization happens. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. I'm co-hosting with my friend Gary Barklow today. It's a Talk to Me Thursday where we're throwing a question out to you, asking you, and having you call us in with the answer. I see the call screen is all lit up. The question today is, if you could accomplish anything, what would it be? Anne from Iron River, we're taking your call next, and then Seal from St. Paul, if you can hang on, you're next. But I just said, you know, Chad was talking about this kind of long delay where he started to, he's still pursuing the things of God, but starting to wonder, does this dream connect with the things of God? And Gary, I just wanted you to say a word to Chad and to those like him, who the temptation is to diminish the call if it doesn't sound like world peace. And yet God has us in all different spheres of life for a very distinct purpose.
Right. Right. That's so true. This understanding of how this works is really important because, again, if there, what we tend to do, if there is a delay in the fulfillment of a desire that God has put on our heart, or we suspect that God has put on our heart, if there's that delay, we tend to just throw it out of, well, it must be God's, not be God's will. It must have been just my own personal desire and doesn't mean anything. But it's really important to understand there are two factors here. There's desire and there's timing. Because there's so many things that God has to work out in our life, in our surroundings, and in the things that we're dreaming about to bring that to fruition. Years ago, I heard a man talk about this idea that God has this process of awaken, deepen, and then fulfill. That he has to, first he has to do is awaken the desires that he has put in our heart. And that can come through a conversation. That can come through a movie we watch, a picture that we see, anything. And it awakens that desire, but that doesn't mean it's time for the fulfillment of a desire. More than likely what happens after an awakening of a desire is then the deepening of that desire, God's deepening of our understanding of our own desire. What does it mean? What is it really? An understanding of who we are and our place in that desire, and then comes fulfillment. And then as we walk in it, then the cycle kind of starts again, awakening more, deepening more, fulfilling more. So, Chad, that's a great example of that, and that's why it's so important for us to endure, to hold on and say, God, I'm waiting for the fulfillment of this, and I'm guessing that you have some preparation to do with me and others in the situation.
Yeah, he makes me wait because he's making me ready. Okay, Ann from Iron River, thanks for holding. God bless you for your patience. So you're on with Gary Barklow and with myself, and if you could accomplish anything, what would it be?
Well, I actually have a question about that. How do we discover what that anything is, and how do we keep it from getting lost in the details of life?
Great question. What do you say, Gary?
I'm
going to go make
question,
a sandwich.
Right?
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Gary will answer that.
Please, don't leave me alone with that big question. No. So here's what I'd say. Again, there's so much to talk about to answer that question. But first of all, again, what we read in Scripture is that God is producing us both the desire and the ability to do what pleases Him. So we have to go to our desires and we look at our abilities. Now, this is never devoid of a relationship and a walking with God. He has to speak and prompt and reinforce things as they come, but we need to kind of pursue those desires. The other thing that's absolutely essential is to have some friends around us where we can say to them, and these are friends who understand a walk with the Lord and they understand our heart, and to be able to ask them, what is it you see about my life? What is the effect of my life? When do I seem most alive, most energetic, most in tune and engaged? And believe me, your friends see this. They know it. And let them start to speak to that, because then the anything will start to narrow down. The word compelling, again, I'll bring that up again, is really important. What is it that I'm really compelled to do? I just have to do this. Every time I hear this, see this, encounter this, I need to jump into this. I need to help in this way. I need to speak to it. That is a strong indication of one of the anythings that God has put on your heart to do. That's just a big part. That would be my first answer.
Well, thank you so much, Anne, for that. See some emails coming in, people going, please, can I have Gary's book? I want to squeeze one more call in. So David and Esther, it's iffy if I can get to you, but if you want to hang on just in case, we can do that. But Seal, you're on the air with us. Welcome, and thanks for holding.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you very much for taking my call. And I know you're short on time, so I'll try and do this quick. Most of my life have had the desire and actually been able to allow people to stay at our home that didn't have anywhere to live. We did foster care, but also like my friends that didn't have anywhere to live, or my kids' friends and stuff like that would stay at our home. So my desire has really morphed, I guess, into wanting to have places for people to live. I live in downtown St. Paul, and you see so many homeless youth and families and people. And to be able to have places that are not like an institution where they could live and families could be families and kids could actually learn how to take care of themselves and have some place to live so that they could get a job and have an address, because a lot of times they can't get a job because they don't have an address. That's my desire, and to make sure that they have enough food to eat. I mean, I've stopped and just handed food to the people on the corners.
I have to jump in here, Seal. That is just beautiful. We're coming up to a hard out here, but I want to just say thank you for being faithful in the small things. And Gary, you're going to have to come back and join us again. And my producer keeps insisting this needs to be a two-hour show, and I might take a flying leap if you'll do it with me. But I want to say to David in Edina and Esther in Sioux Falls, I want you to, if you're willing, to give Aaron your address. I'll send you either a copy of Gary's book or my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, just to say thank you so much for holding, and I pray you'll call back. But we're getting ready here to wrap. Gary, this went so well and so fast. But wondering if you'd pray for those who called in and those who didn't, that we would be mobilized and that we would start to dare to dream again. I mean, I know you two so passionate that we rise up and take our place and be done with the enemy's diminishing of our gifts and our place on this earth. Would you pray for each person listening that we would all respond to the call of God on our lives?
I would love to. So, Father, we do entrust our hearts to you right now, that you would speak to us in some way of what it is that you have written on our heart, that you have created us to bring to this world, that would be the greatest joy in our life and the most powerful impact. I pray that you would protect every listener now, Father, from the attack of the evil one who would want to bring discouragement or a sense of disqualification or a sense of disdain over the times they've offered and they've been shot down for it. Father, come and speak encouragement, bring clarity now. We pray that you would guard our hearts and that we would hear your voice very clearly now and believe that the plans that you have for us are good. They're for our welfare and for the goodness of others. And Father, we pray this entrusting our heart and our desires to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Gary Barklow, you're a good friend. Thank you for helping me today, and you did just a beautiful job. Bless you for your time.
Oh, thank you. It's been so good. And yes, let's do it again.
And let's definitely do it again. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. And in a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Coming up next, I'll talk to Dr. Kurt Thompson about his book, The Soul of Shame. Wait till you hear what this man has to say about shame. It will be a liberating message and an eye-opening one as well. So don't go away. Hour 2 is up next.